Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, or whenever you listen to this damn thing.
That's how it goes.
This is the Coffee and Controller podcast. I'm Yassi Bons. Just say.
I'm Saeed.
I'm Brad.
I'm Shadley.
Oh, I'm the only one with a surname. That's what it is.
After all, my name said.
So I missed last week's episode, but let's do the catch up of what were you doing this last week?
Me?
What did you play?
I actually haven't been playing a lot of games, but I have rewatched Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yo,
let me tell you, those movies hold the fuck up.
Really?
Bruh, they look 100%. So good for something that came out like 20 years ago, more than 20 years ago. It's amazing. Like, really, there are only a few moments where you go like, oh, that's green screen, oh, that's that. But they hold up so, so fucking well.
I must actually add that to a list of watches.
Did you watch it? To hold up the microphone to your mouth.
Did you?
Brad is in thief mode.
Did you watch the extended ones or the normal?
No, I just watched the ones that were on Amazon. Okay. So it's not the director's cut.
Do you have Amazon?
Yeah, I got Amazon Prime. Mm. It's just lovely.
Now, I'm always interested for when I find people have Amazon. Do you have Amazon?
I've got it as well, yeah.
And do you find it's worth it?
Honestly, I think it's the most worth it out of everything we have here in South Africa. It's $90 a month, and it's got almost everything you want.
They've got way better movies than like Netflix and stuff.
Like
and series-wise?
Yeah.
They got Fallout.
They've got like a weird selection of series, but like it's good weird. Like the stuff you won't expect to be there. Then you'll just go. But the only thing is like the app is ass though.
Yeah, it really.
UI is ass.
It feels like it takes forever. Like Netflix is still the most smooth. That's just like.
If you watch a series, right, from season one, it won't continue season two. There you must go find season two.
Yeah.
It's the separate thing and go there. Like. You can fix that.
It's one of those things because I've never seen Amazon being advertised. Like, you know, Netflix exists in the world. You see ads, you see those things, but I've never seen like Amazon going by Amazon.
I think it always, and maybe this is just for me, but like I only sign up or re-sign up for Amazon when there's like a new exclusive that I really want to watch. So the very first time was to watch Borat 2.
Okay.
And then I'm just like, okay, Amazon's cool. But then I think I canceled it because I wasn't watching. And then when Fallout came out, I re-signed up.
So you can do like 1 month on.
Yeah.
One,
yeah.
Like you don't need to do. Oh, okay.
And yeah, I love it. They've got the Goldbergs on there. I don't know if you've ever seen the Goldbergs.
Yeah. I've seen clips of it,
It's so funny.
It's actually it's a really good show. Like every episode is funny. It's wholesome. And then they don't hold on too much. It's like it's written like a classic sitcom.
Yes, exactly.
A TV sitcom.
And it's lasted it was on for like 9 seasons or something.
Oh, fuck, what? That's long.
Yeah. And all of them on Amazon. So like, that's my comfort like background program. It's just on in the background. If I miss like a couple of episodes, whatever.
It's fine.
But it's still funny every time you log on. Yeah. It's just hilarious.
Also because it was a boy who got the camera when he was small.
Yeah.
And that's why Brad feels representation as a camera guy. He's like, oh, that could have been me.
You mean I felt a kinship to a little chubby boy with a camera?
Game recognized game. And then, Said, what did you?
The new season of Fortnite. I forgot the name of the game. I was going to say Fallout.
I also forgot it last week.
Doomsday or Doom?
It's the Dr. Doom season now. So he's not in the game yet. You can't unlock him yet. Like the old version of him is there that was in the Battle Pass years ago. But it's really fun. Like it's super, super fun.
So are they going to keep them there until the movies come out?
No. So like it's just now the Battle Pass. So you must... If you want to buy Doctor Doom, and they said like Fantastic Four will show up like later in the season. So the season lasts like usually like 3 months. And then the chapter will be like 3 months or whatever.
So let's say you get Doctor Doom, right? And he must have powers. Not powers, but he has like a skill set that can be
Is the character
still the same?
Every character is like...
Has access to all those powers.
You know, the character is just a skin.
Oh, okay.
So everything else, like they don't have special powers. Like they,
sorry. But like, Spider-Man have with this?
So when they come out, then they have weapons based on them. So like Spider-Man came out and then the web slingers were in the game, but everybody could use it.
Oh, okay.
And like now Dr. Doom is there. So then there's like, you can use like his power, like these gauntlets where you can like throw energy and stuff, and that's quite, and it's also quite because there's only one of it every map, because you must get it from him.
You must kill.
You must go fight him.
You must fight him. You must kill like the Doombot. Because it's not even Dr. Doom yet, you're killing it. It's the Doombot. So he comes later when his skin is unlocked, then he's going to be in the game.
Wait, but importantly, no, you need to tell Yasin what's the name of the Wolverine skin.
I saw it. And then we were going there. I was like, let's walk him first.
Yeah, I didn't unlock him yet. I'm almost there on the back
of us. As a South African, I feel like you have to get it though.
It's free because it's in the battle pass. So I must just unlock it. Almost there.
So free Pilverine.
Yeah.
Pilverine, guys. It's a Wolverine banana that they decided to call Pilverine.
I am convinced that there was a South African on that team and it was like, we gotta name him that. It sounds great.
Yeah, because he knew what gag we're gonna get.
He did it for us.
Yeah. But it's been fun. Like, there's Captain America shield is in there. There's an auto turret that from War Machine, which is cool because you just have it and it just automatically shoots people. It's weak though, but it's quiet because it lets you know where people are.
Oh yeah, that's cool.
And then there's like the hover.
And damage
like
damage.
Yeah. And there's like a hover packs from War Machine also. So it's really cool. It's like super fun because you can like jump and you float in the air and you can move.
Oh shit.
But it runs out after a while, then you have to reload it. But it's lekker because everybody gets that stuff. So like while you're busy fighting, like you're fighting people in the air, trying to shoot somebody, but then so like you can throw the shield at people and then the shield will, like, if you throw close enough in the area it will hit the people. So first it was just like you just throw it almost anywhere on, if they're on screen on the same screen with it, it'll go to them. And it will bounce between like teammates, so like three people you can hit at a time.
Oh fuck, that's dope.
But then they nerfed it yesterday, so like they made it you have to be a bit closer when you aim, because basically if you got all of the Marvel stuff, like if you had the shield, because the shield also blocks, so like you can block bullets with it, right? So if you had the shield, the turret, and the hover, the jetpacks, whatever, and War Machine also has this thing where he shoots rockets and you can use it as a gun. So if you had all of that, you're basically guaranteed to win if you're not like the worst player ever.
Because you've been cleaning up everybody.
Yeah, because like you're in the air, but you can shoot rockets at people and like it was just lekker. But they changed, like they weakened some of the stuff a bit, but I think it's still fair, like it makes sense. That's lekker. And then yesterday,
what did you watch?
Didn't watch Children of Men yet before. Ooh. So we watched it yesterday. It holds up so well.
That was like the film we all watched when I was in film school. Yeah. Like that was the film.
Yeah.
So it's good.
Came out 2006. Alfonso Cuarón. He's my favorite director, so I was like really
A favorite.
Yeah, he's my favorite. Like if I think of who's my favorite, it's him.
He's the
only name that like comes to mind immediately.
When Clive Owen was still doing,
I was gonna say this guy fell off big time, eh?
Yeah, because I was asking like, what has he been doing? Like, I don't
doing his own thing.
But what is the action movie that he was in?
Shoot 'em up.
Yes, that was a good movie.
Yeah.
Also, have you seen that? Uh-uh. Okay, that's the trade we must do. Yeah, I will watch.
That was like that era of like crazy action films, like 2005, 2006. Remember Crank as well.
Yes.
Crank Wanted.
Yo.
Where they just were like, here's an idea, nah, and we're going to make a whole movie out of just this idea.
They made three movies out of Crank.
There's a third one.
There's Crank 3.
Crank, that's Soulja Boy.
Yeah.
But that thing of with Shoot 'Em Up was such a ridiculous movie. Like, I remember watching it. I think I'm going to watch an action movie. Then going, This man is eating a carrot. No, guys, it's serious. And then they like, kill people with a carrot. It's just got.
There's still like that sex scene where he's like, he's having sex with.
Yes,
it's a woman, and he's like killing people. Yes, at the same time. And it's like,
how much more do you want to shoot? Just
like, no, guys, everybody's getting shot.
That's where the name came from. Shoot him up.
But the thing of it was, it's one of those movies where you go, okay, it's escapism.
Yeah.
Don't like,
take it too serious. Yes. You know what it is? It's the perfect Sunday night movie.
Yeah.
You want to just like lay there and like rot.
Also because when you're done with the movie, you don't hold onto the story. You don't hold onto anything.
You're just like, that was a lick of time. And now I'm done.
Brad, what happened this week?
This week, also not much gaming. So I escaped Hades twice in the last week. So My average is up to about like 2.5%. So that's great.
You are 3%. That's calm down.
At what point will you be satisfied enough to not play it anymore?
I haven't read up about like, because there's still things in the game I haven't unlocked yet.
Yeah. There's like a lot that he must still unlock.
And so like, I want to find that, I want to see if I can figure that out myself before consulting a guide or something like that. So I'm just enjoying like beating my previous times, trying to beat my previous times, should I say, figuring out new builds and all that stuff. So like, honestly, every day after work, I go sit down for half an hour. Because if you do it right, it'll take you half an hour to get out. And yeah. It's cool. And like every time you get out as well, the story progresses a bit more because once you've escaped Hades, you meet someone but then you get dragged back into Hades and that's when it starts again. So every time you go to that other person,
every
time you die, you have nothing. Resets. You just have, there's certain skills that you can unlock that stay with you.
Yeah.
Okay. But you don't keep any weapons. You don't keep powers, nothing.
You just have the memories of yourself to go. Yeah. There's a man that comes here. There's a man that comes here. There's a man that gets me around this corner. Like,
that's also randomized a lot of the time. So you can't even, you basically must just remember, like what to avoid, like traps wise and how the enemies attack, like what they tell you, what they show before they move, how they shoot, how to dodge. Yeah.
The bosses are more like they're the same every time.
Yeah.
But I've seen some videos on YouTube, like especially when you get to the second boss, which is the Hydra.
Yeah.
I've seen videos of like later on in the game, people who have played like hundreds of hours, then like the arena is smaller or there's like lava in between and stuff like that. Yeah. Because right now I'm still like on the first
while
phase.
You gaining the game or gaming the game is also gaming you exactly. in terms of like, it's also learning, oh shit, we must up the game for this.
It's like you're getting better, no? It's not the case of, you know, when you beat the game and then you go back and you have all your skills and you just run through it. It's like, the game also got stronger.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like life. And so you earn more money, but your expenses are more at the same time. So
it's not helping.
Yeah, there's also like ways to make the game more interesting for yourself, man. So like, I think I've done like most of like the story that I can do from playing like that. So like the only way then you do more stuff where before you start off a run, you can make it harder for yourself. So like then you unlock like different like multipliers, man. So like one skull is maybe all enemies have armor on. So like the first hit you do won't affect them. So then that adds onto your score. So like there's people who have like maxed out that score. And
how many skulls does it go up to?
I really don't know. Like
probably easily like 25.
Yeah.
Like,
so like, and it's all different. So like one is like they have that and another one is like every time like you lose, like there's like other ones where like if you're in a thing for longer than like 90 seconds on a stage and you start losing health.
Yeah.
Stuff like that, or like traps do double damage, all those things, or like weapons are tougher to find. Like, so they made it so that you can always play it and you can like,
there's always a new challenge.
You can always make it interesting.
That shows you a testament to how good the game is.
Yeah.
Because you go, if you increase the difficulty, people don't leave the game. They want more of of that. Yeah. So that's
especially like you add like that bitchy challenge, né? And then it's like, it feels fresh, man. It feels new.
Because there's also like, six weapons, I think. 6 or 7 weapons total. And then each of them has like a thing that you unlock called an aspect.
Yeah.
You know? So like, but it's also like based on like, so there's a shield, for example, and then there's a shield that's the aspect of a certain character in mythology. And then that shield has a different power than the other version of the shield.
Hmm.
So like there's one where maybe like the shield works normally, like you can hold it and then use it to power through. But then there's another one where you throw the shield and it like slowly like moves almost like it'll
like go around
like
you.
You'll shoot it at people and then it will take its time to like come back to you slowly. So like there's different ways and basically like you don't really finish the game until you finish it at least once with every weapon and every aspect, and you know what I mean. So
and what's your percentage on the game?
Not 3%. I finished a few runs, but I haven't played in a while. But yeah, like I think I finished it all, every weapon at least once, but other than that.
That's skill. That's skill.
Just trying to. Yeah.
Just flexing on the old people. Nah, that's what's happening here.
I put a lot of hours into that.
I watched the only movie I've actually watched to complete. Sorry, let me go back to the games quickly. Okay. So I also played Resident Evil 7 again. I started it again. Mm-hmm. I think it's one of the Resident Evils I've played through the most.
Yeah.
But I hate playing it on console, actually, I've realized, because the aiming sucks. It doesn't suck, but it's challenging and the enemies move so weird.
Yeah.
So like playing it on PC, which is the same for a lot of first-person shooters, yeah. It's a lot easier, right? But on Xbox as well, like it's just, I'm in the first part of the game where you encounter enemies. So, well, like random enemies, like not the Baker family. And it's tough, man. And they're like bullet sponges and it's a survival horror, so you don't have a lot of bullets.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I'm sucking this one part down. I've obviously made it through that part so many times.
I actually wonder if it's because that game was first made to be a VR game.
Possible, yeah.
It was like initially a VR game that became like...
But how much did they change it from VR to...
I think significantly enough to make it like its own thing. Yeah, yeah. But you can see... why it's a VR game. You are that game must be cock scary.
Yes, I can only imagine. Like it's mad. Yeah.
That game is scary now without VR.
They've got Resident Evil 4 in VR.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be a... But the remake is in VR.
Yeah. I feel like all around me. Like,
But I feel like 7 would be scarier than 4. Yeah. Like, just because 7 has... It's like claustrophobic, man. You're in this house.
And also, it's Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the game, basically.
Oh,
you're in this like old dilapidated house with this evil family that are after you the whole time, basically.
And you're not like some trained police officer. You're just some bra that's looking for his wife. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
Is that like a factor in the thing of going, like how you shoot? Because if you're just a bra that picks up a gun, you're not going to shoot straight.
Possible. That's possible.
Like if you're a policeman.
Yeah.
That's a little more skilled on the trigger.
It's definitely possible. Yeah. And like, so what I've liked though is, so I played and finished it on when I had my Xbox One. And then that was when I was on Game Pass still. So then I got taken off Game Pass and then I didn't have the game anymore. But it kept my save files and stuff like that. So when I reinstalled this now, it had my previous save files and stuff like that. But and this is the case with almost all Resident Evil games, depending on how well you do on your one run through, you might unlock a new gun or a new ability for your next run through. Ooh. So I saw in the storage, there's this huge like hand cannon. I'm like, fuck yeah. So then I took that out.
And then, choose violence. Yeah,
so that's been helping me a lot. Like it helps blow the limbs off the enemies a lot easier and stuff like that. But it's still tough.
Yeah, because they just appear. They like, you turn a corner and they just like, yeah, in front of your face.
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh shit.
So, and what did you watch?
So film-wise, I've only completed one film. Because like the other films I've just had on in the background kind of thing while I'm cooking or whatever. So I watched Abigail. Sorry, I almost said Annabelle.
Oh, that's how you asked us about
it. Yeah, so Abigail is... And like, so there's a weird... It's basically a movie. It starts off with this crew of people.
Be bred in the scary movies.
But this is a silly scary movie. Okay. It's like
are you watching and playing scary things though because you're alone at home? You feel like someone's watching. Yeah. Is that the reason why you want to feel like there's someone else in the house? Okay.
It's such a dope thing. Only people watch scary movies so that they feel watched.
I'm not alone. Imagine how like a ghost must feel like. Yo, now I must deal with this lonely bitch.
Yeah. I've got a new thing to speak about in therapy, but it's directed by the same two guys that did Ready or Not. I don't know if you saw that movie.
I haven't watched it yet, but it's on my list.
It's good. It's like comedy. It's like black. It's like a dark comedy, basically.
Is that
like,
about the wedding?
So, this couple get married at this
family. Yeah, fucked up. Yeah,
and then this family basically have this tradition at like special occasions. To like hunt people down, basically. And then the bride, the woman who's just got married into the family, is the victim. So like it's all this happy wedding and stuff like that.
When did this come out?
2019.
Yes, I think I saw like the poster for the thing.
So this isn't, that's not a scary movie. That's just like gratuitous violence, but like funny.
Mm.
And then, so those guys, they're called Radio Silence, like collectively. And then they went on to direct Scream 5 and 6. Which I really enjoyed as a Scream fan. I really, really, they did very well with 5 and 6. And then this is their next film, Abigail. It's basically a crew of people. You don't know who they are at the beginning. They're just getting ready for like what appears to be a heist. But then they kidnap, they're kidnapping a little girl from a very rich person. then they arrive at this mansion with this girl that they've kidnapped. And then Giancarlo Esposito, Gus Fring from Breaking Bad, is their like big boss. And then he says, okay, you need to stay in this house with this girl for 24 hours while I go organize payment, et cetera, et cetera. When the ransom gets paid from her very rich dad. But they're in this like old dilapidated mansion. It actually reminded me a lot of Resident Evil 7. Like it's this old dilapidated mansion. And then they just start dying off, this crew of people. Vodacom's phoning you, Shirley. Answer, it's debit orders.
It's Pandalas.
Nah, it's the contract is coming to an end. Here's a new deal for you.
Yep.
Like, take a laptop. And you'd be like, I don't need it. But you can sell it. But I'm paying you then.
Anyway, back to the...
No. So the trailer of this film gives away like a bit of a twist. But it's... I get why the trailers give it away because... it makes the film more marketable.
Yeah.
So now I'm deliberating in my mind now whether to say what the twist is, because it happens right in the first 10 minutes.
If it's in the trailer.
And it's in the trailers and stuff. But if you don't know this twist and you go into this movie blind.
Can I guess it?
Yes.
Okay. Is it, so they kidnap this girl.
Yes, from a very wealthy guy.
Is she turns out to be the killer.
She's killing them off. She's Dracula's daughter.
Ooh.
And they kidnapped her from Count Dracula.
Whoops.
Without knowing. And so basically, she is the person killing them off in the house without them knowing. And then every time they go back to check on her, she's back in her handcuffs, like crying on the bed. And then obviously they figure it out. And then they figure it out like 20 minutes into the movie. Then she breaks out of the handcuffs, which she was never really bound to anyway, and then just starts going crazy on them.
It's the turntables.
Yeah. So there's some like jump scares and stuff like that, but it's still the same as Ready or Not. Like very, like it's funny and you like the characters but they are assholes. So you like to see them get killed off as well.
Good.
So it's a really, really good movie. I really, really enjoyed it. Like I was in it from the get go. It's so well made. It's very gruesome. It's very funny. It's really cool. And I'm excited to see what these directors do with Scream 7, which is what they're busy filming now.
And we wish the directors well. And inshallah, we get good movies.
May they make us scream too.
I watched, what did I watch?
Step Up.
Yeah, I watched Step Up 1 and I watched Step Up 2. And let me tell you, Step Up 1 does not hold up a damn. It is a horrible movie.
It's terrible.
It's terrible. It's, please, if you have the time, go watch it, because it's full. It became part of entertainment.
Yeah.
Wait. I gotta ask, is it a Step Down?
Yeah. So Step Up 2 is actually should fall in the category of movies, sequels that were better
than
the original. And it's so much different that it feels like a complete different movie, because the first one was like in a time of, we must have, it's the two worlds coming together. It's, how hip hop can change ballet. break mics, don't break dance. the dance moves are also basic as fuck. The acting is bad. It's cheesy. The lines... But my soul was replenished by shouting at the TV, replenished, or just hating on the thing. Then I watched Step Up 2, which is also very bad acting, very bad lines, and very cheesy, but iconic.
Yeah.
Like it, I feel like it was a point in cult, it changed culture.
Yeah.
Like the way people dressed and how many people started dancing because of it. And like when, what's his name? Moose.
Yeah.
Yo, when he dances in the rain, that. And they do that.
They are still people to this day.
Yo, it's such a good scene.
In the rain.
But I also, there's a scene where she stands up next to the DJ at the end and she goes, yo, I just want to speak. And I go, yo, this DJ is doing his job. This man is at work playing music and this lady wanted to talk. Now she want to give a beautiful message of like, oh, the streets is about all of us coming together. If you hear watch the movie, someone shouting in the background, like the heckling her, going, are you the valedictorian? Why are you speaking? This isn't time for a speech. And I just, it's kind of funny. But I genuinely, if I was in the club, I would have thrown that lady with a shoe.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm trying to dance here. But it was iconic. There's one scene that, in retrospect, wasn't well lit.
Oh, really? When they're dancing outside?
Yes,
or?
They're dancing outside with lights on their hands. And I go, you guys should have done a big... You know what?
I know exactly which one you're talking
then
about.
Then I also go, like in this last week, I had a cold because I went to go swim.
You was dancing in the rain.
Yeah. I went to go swim in the rain and I was like, I got a cold and dancing in the rain is not... So that whole final scene, everybody, the crowd is just standing in the rain. And I go, how did they keep these people warm during shooting? Yeah. How did they let these people like stand for hours and days when you shoot?
In wet clothes, man.
Right. The secret is that they didn't.
Yeah,
they were just like, you gotta do it. Like, that's it.
Because that thing of when you're shooting, like, even if the scene is 30 seconds, it's gonna take them hours to shoot that scene.
Yeah.
If it's a dance scene, they're shooting the same thing from different angles.
Multiple
times.
You know that you're like 3 hours in, somebody makes a mistake, and then you're like, you are on a mood, this brand.
Then I was just watching the extras and I can see the extras trying their hardest to be happy. And shout out to the extras in the, what you call it. Then I also watch My Spy, which is actually a very funny movie.
My Spy?
Batista.
With Batista Jong and Craig, what's his name?
Robinson?
Craig David.
Your best friend.
Yeah. And then, so they shot it in Cape Town, but...
Oh, is that the one that shot you?
Yes.
Okay.
So it's wild because they film it like in Italy and in America, right? So you see, they drive Italy, but when they stop, it's Cape Town. So there's a one scene where they're driving and they're chasing, and you see the scenes of Italy, but when they crash the car, I go, that's UCT. So
that's hilarious. Did you see anybody that you know in it?
Quite a few people were like, because I'm also like, sort of with industry, I know some of the extras and the people that played, like the people in the background and stuff. Mm-hmm. So that was also very cool to see. And then there's scenes where they like, oh, we must go to the FBI building. Then I go, I can see Standard Bank in the background. You guys are in the convention center. You're so lying.
That's always the funniest part when films are shot here. And like, remember, obviously Invictus was shot here. And then like, obviously it's based in South Africa, but like they playing rugby on this field and I'm like, I can just see Belleville in the background, like that tower in Belleville, and I'm like, that's so weird.
But also in Invictus they had to make it older.
Yes.
So some of the cars in the front are like a City Golf, but the car at the back is like a new M3 driving in the back. You're like, scared.
And then there was also, because it's 1994, but then there's like an election poster for Helen Zille, like in one of the shots.
That lady was not there.
And then what was, Safe House as well.
Yes.
Yeah. And then I remember like, it's based in Cape Town, right?
Yeah.
It's,
and then there's like a shot of that, I think it's called the Stanford Hotel in Salt River.
Yes.
Or in, I guess you can call it Salt River.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, by the circle. Is that the hotel by the circle?
Lower down from, no. That's not that hotel by the circle.
It's a lion.
Not that one. It's further down, like if you come off the N1 into Maitland. Yeah. It's more Maitland, yeah. Oh. And then anyway, so it's down there. It's
great for the podcast.
It's down there. And but there's a shot of that. And then it just, at the bottom, when it's saying the location, it's just like Belleville, Cape Town. And I'm like, it's not, come on.
You're
just
like,
say Maitland.
No.
My favorite other South African movie thing is...
Honey.
Honey 3.
Oh, no.
Because
that's shot in Joseph Stone.
No, but they shoot it at UCT Eden campus. So they go into the building. Then I go, that building is Joseph Stone. You're lying. You took these people down the road.
That's hilarious.
The other one is the, what's the race, the movie where they're racing the car? Death Race.
Oh, Death Race, yeah. They filmed all of that year.
So there's Death Race 3 or something. No? And the scene is they're driving down this, like down the road, but they're going on the N1, basically. Then the next scene, they further back at the N1. So every time you just see them going, like they fall in such a small space, but the edit makes it look like the road is cack long. It's just the same strip they're going over and over.
There was one documentary that was filmed, like a prison documentary, like for Discovery Channel or something. So not the highest of budgets, but they came and filmed it here for some reason.
But yeah,
they used the front of my school as the front of the prison. I'm like, I've been telling you this place was a prison. It's so funny.
What? Oh, and then what else did I want? Oh, and then I started playing GTA San Andreas on my phone.
Nice.
Which is actually a lot of fun. It's actually, they've managed to make the controls not as...
clunky.
Yes. For something with so much buttons, it actually fits well on a screen. And then entering the cheats is nice because the keypad remembers the things. So put in a cheat. Cool. It's just it's just quick to press. Okay, I got the health. Okay, yeah. The police is down. Okay, they're not chasing me. So it's actually
it's a lot of fun.
Yeah, because the thing is, I don't like stressful games. So every time I get in a stressful situation, I go, let me just make this easy as I need it to be. And then I got my nephew's old Xbox 360. And I realized like the 360 was actually fire and the third hacked, so I must load games on it still.
Yeah.
But I played FIFA on it and FIFA 17 still holds up as a fun game.
Yeah.
That's more recent than I thought you were going to say. I thought you were going to say 14.
It probably does have what you call it. And then there's COD is on there and then there's like some of the activity games, but he doesn't have, there isn't a camera, so there's no use to have those games. Do you have a camera?
Yeah. The Kinect, yeah.
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 Get it from
but
me.
Now, if you like put in a disc now, like an original disc, will it still play or will it not?
No, it still plays. So, so the GTA 5 is in there.
Oh, cool.
Which is still funny because it's GTA 5 is still
on a 360. That's crazy.
No, was it 5? Is it 5?
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it is 5. Yes.
On 360.
You start off in the bank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. So that started it up. I just remembered. Yeah.
That's crazy, actually.
That's how long that game is going.
I've got a lot of 360 games, so you must try it. But I mean, if it's hacked, then do your thing. But I mean,
no, but it still can play this.
You must take Arkham City, bruh.
Yes.
The Batman games.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I actually want to
change your life.
So the reason I got your Wii was to get the active games because I actually want to start moving more because I feel like I couch potato too much at home. So I want to get, so that's why I got the Wii. So now if you have the camera, then I want to see if I can get what
I've got the Kinect and the games that go with it. So,
quiet.
Yeah.
And then, what else is there? There was another thing.
I forgot to say, Fall Guys is on mobile now.
Gang.
So I played with my friends last night. Like I was on my phone and they were, it's freaking good because you can still talk and stuff. So we played it. I was on my phone and they were on PC, Xbox.
Oh, so it is crossplay.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing.
We mastered it.
Yeah.
And it's freaking good.
Yeah, I don't understand why it wasn't on mobile from the get-go. It seems like such a simple game.
I think Epic had issues with Play Store and iOS for a while.
Yeah, they were like, Epic got ripped off iOS because they didn't want to agree to like terms of service of iOS. Because
you have to like give them a cut of every in-app purchase or whatever. So they were like, nah, it doesn't make sense. We're making a billion for you what's the point?
Yeah. Like just to put it on your platform. And but that's why they didn't do like mobile development.
So it's on every iOS and Android. It's free clicker.
Nice.
And I played with the controller.
How does the friend system work? And you must
have an Epic Games account and then add people on there.
I'm going to download it.
So guys, we are
we're going to play
I think all of us will get it and then we can play with all of you. So
we're just going to cause cracks. That's what's
going to
happen.
On that note of making community, we also got the WhatsApp number.
Yay. Please don't send us nudes. We don't need that in our lives.
Noodles. Send us noodles.
Yeah, that's a good one.
But yeah, so we basically got a WhatsApp number because we love this thing. And whenever we find you guys on the streets, you guys answer all the questions like you will also want to be part of it. So we're trying to get you to be a part of it. So by all means, the number is...
Yes, you should remember.
It's the other thing. Anyway, so add us on WhatsApp. So because some of you don't have the socials, but you listen to the podcast or you watch it. So by all means, be a part of the show. Tell us the things. We also have a channel where we will send you the questions before we record so that you guys are in the show with us at the same time. The number is
083-446-4642.
4642
That's actually an easy number.
Yeah, okay. I'll put it in the.
That's the rhythm, guys. Yeah. If you're gonna go with that one,
we're gonna bring dub back.
Yeah,
sing the song.
We're gonna dub it in different language.
Should we go on to the question from the week?
Yes, let's go into the episode. I've had such a long bit before getting. Let's go to the question.
Okay, so the question from the week is: what is the most influential console for each era? So we're gonna go per era and then we'll discuss. So we're gonna start off when we started off, and that's third generation, and that's Sega Master System, Atari 7800, and the NES. NES, I'm assuming like the Family Guard and all of that will fall into that.
I've never seen any of these in I think I played on the Sega Genesis once in my life, but I've never seen any of these three.
That's next generation.
Any of these three in person, so I don't know. I'll say NES because...
TV game. Like, have you never seen the? Have you never played in a TV game?
I played on a TV game, but like not an official thing like this. This is official TV games. I played on a Impact Wholesalers.
Yeah, it still counts.
NES.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm also gonna go NES.
It's gotta be NES. Yeah.
Even though Sega was more advanced than a NES, right?
Yeah, but I think it was the Genesis, which was like So that's the okay. So then fourth generation, and that is Sega Genesis. Then you get the SNK Neo Geo and the SNES. And this one gets tricky because there's like a lot of Neo Geo games that we play on like MAME and stuff now.
Yeah.
We just never had it then at that time.
So did it come to South Africa?
So this whole category, we don't, I feel like this missed us.
Yeah.
Because we never had SNES. Was not a thing.
We never really had SNES.
Yeah.
With that said, though, I did have a SNES machine, by the way.
Neo Geo, I think we like experienced through like
MAME and Neo Geo MAME on
and,
computer.
And like, and arcades. Yeah. Because like arcades had,
I played on a Sega Genesis. My uncle had one. They had Mortal Kombat. Well. That's the only thing I remember playing Mortal Kombat on there.
Also, I don't know if it was a Genesis, but I remember going to my very rich side of the family's house and they had nice. Sega and I'm just like, what the hell is this? And I was playing, I think it was Mortal Kombat 3 that I played on there, and I'm like, mind blown.
Yeah, because you're seeing things that look more like things you know from the real world.
Yeah,
like
exactly.
The graphics are getting better. So
it felt like cleaner, man. There was like that cleanness.
I got this, I just remember now, I had a SNES, which was a fat gray console.
Yeah.
But I got it, I don't know, how it appeared in my house. I don't know if it was my older sister or my dad who brought it home from a cousin or something.
Wow.
But I remember going, this thing is not like the old TV game.
Mm.
But I also only had one cartridge with like a handful of games on, and it had Mario. The SNES. The SNES Mario, yes. The one when he bends down and it looked like this.
Yes.
Do you know that one? It's the one with his raccoon tail.
Yeah. That's the third one, I think.
Yeah.
It's my favorite of them all.
But I only remember that because, guys, just put the graphic up that he looks like this. Anyway, and I remember playing it and going, oh, did you guys see the new Mario? And then my brother was like, what are you talking about?
No one
understood. And that was before the brother came to the house also. And then, that was... So that category of, I feel like Sega wins only because it was the closest thing we had in our community.
Yeah,
I would say Sega, because I feel like this is where like console wars really picked up, because now Sega was becoming
this is before console wars. This is
now this is where like it started heating up, man, because now it's like Nintendo wasn't dominating and Sega was like starting to muscle in. Okay, let's go to fifth generation, and I think we're all gonna agree with this one. That is Sega Saturn, PS1, N64, and it's like PS1 and stuff.
Well, yeah, just because that's what we have.
Our community, but I also feel like N64 was a good contender.
Yeah,
that we just didn't know of.
Yeah, we didn't, and the Saturn, we just
we
knew of it, but we never.
Saturn was better though, isn't it?
I think it was better, but it was just
didn't flop as a console.
Mm. Yeah, it was expensive. Apparently,
it was too expensive for people overseas.
I think at the time, it was like $600 at that time.
Just, yo,
that was expensive.
Did the Saturn have the mini thing in the middle, the mini screen, or was that
not the Dreamcast?
I think
I must find this.
The Saturn took discs also, no? Or was it not? Or was that the thing that made it flop, that it didn't take discs?
Well, let's see.
No, the Saturn took discs. Huh. But...
Also, if you say the plural of disc, you chase a dog away.
I think it was one of those things where it was just expensive when it launched. Yeah, it was $400 when it launched. By comparison,
that's $800 in today's money.
Yeah, the PS, that's more expensive than a PS5.
Yes. You could have bought a house that time in South Africa.
A house? You could have bought an apartment block.
A whole credit crunch is happening here.
But by comparison, the PS1 was like $200. So that's like a...
That's crazy.
That's half. They literally... They must... When they launched it, they just went $199 and then they walked off stage. That was... That's how they launched it.
For real?
For real. I must find the clip.
That's
they
cool.
were just like $199 and they walked off, and that was
That's a boss move. But also you go, screw any other console. That, you know, that's such a boss move to get your foot in the game.
No, like, you just waste. We're cheaper than everybody else.
It's such a knock that they took then that they can still, that they feel the reward of today.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Just by doing the printing. Then, what's the next one?
So the next one, sixth generation, that is Dreamcast, PS2, GameCube, and Xbox.
Yes. I mean, it's obviously the PS2. I'd say obviously, but like all of those consoles, I would have I really wanted at that stage of my life.
Yes.
Yeah.
But the PS2 was once again the most readily available. Obviously, the GameCube was here, and my friends had it, and I loved playing the GameCube when I went over to their place. But PS2 still wins off that generation for me.
I think also because PS2 leaned heavily. I don't want to say it leaned heavily, but its success was also due to like piracy. And like GameCube, you couldn't pirate games because they used those
that little disc. Yo.
Xbox. No one fucking had an Xbox. Yeah, like it was too new. It was too expensive. People were like,
"We don't know." Also, those who got it, didn't they have? Was that the first Red Ring?
No, that was the next 360. One.
Oh.
But I think there was like a lot of issues with like getting games here and accessibility. Yeah. It was just like a mess. And Dreamcast. Dreamcast just flopped.
I knew one guy had a Dreamcast. Like
I don't know one that had a Dreamcast. Do you know how many ones played it?
I've never seen that one in the real life.
For one quickly. Saeed,
I've changed my ways, guys. I'm not asking for anything anymore.
No. Wait till that David orders you. Come back.
I've changed my ways. I do want the lazy boy though. Like, I sat in a liquor one yesterday, 2 days ago, and I fell asleep almost immediately. So,
and that was in the shop.
In the shop. I just ate breakfast and I was like, sit down. And I was like,
I played Dreamcast once. Did Dreamcast have, what's the game with the jesters that ran? Almost like, it looked like jesters.
Pandemonium.
You're thinking about Knights.
The Knights.
Knights was on Saturn.
Or was it Saturn?
Yeah.
So I played that at the Toys R Us in Tiger Valley. The Toys R Us in Tiger Valley was the best. Also
that was the best.
Amazing. Guys, we need to talk about toy shops and how they changed the game. Sure. But Toys R Us in Tiger Valley had a high roof and long aisles. So it felt like the toy shop that was in Toy Story.
Yeah.
Because it was just like...
It felt bigger than it was.
And you know, when you're driving towards it and you see that sign, that you saw the logo on the wall.
Are we talking about the one like just off the N1?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Like you're driving, you see the logo and you're like, can we go there?
It's still a toy shop, but it's an adult toy shop.
See the children.
It aged away.
Oh, but yeah. And then they had the Sega Saturn there, and I remember playing that game and going... No one's going to believe me. Like, I don't know how to tell people that I experienced this whole thing.
Now, I must tell your brother to go to Toys R Us.
Yeah.
And they're going to be like, oh, you just...
No one's going to go to Toys R Us.
And you couldn't also just tell them, Google it.
Yeah.
They were going to be like, I played this in... Just go check online.
This was before Google was even...
You saw a game that I saw in a game magazine and just the ad for it and going... Yo, this was really quite a game. Because that's the thing. When the magazine saw, we never saw video footage. We just go, it looks like a cool thing. It looks like a cool thing. And I played it and I was like, exactly as
on
fun.
That, now, quick question for you guys. What do you guys remember the first game that you were like waiting to come out? Like you were excited to you saw it in the mag. For me, it was like Fable because I saw it in a magazine and I was like, this is, I need to buy this game because it looks so quiet. But do you guys remember?
So, what was the first game that you guys craved?
Yeah, that you saw was coming out in the magazine or a trailer or whatever, and you were like, I need to play this when it comes out. Doesn't matter if it flopped or if it was junk or not. Just what was the first game?
That's actually...
Because for me, it was Fable. Mm. And I just remember because I saw it in... I can't remember which magazine it was. And then I also...
It's actually a very interesting question. And I think the answer to mine is actually Duke Nukem Forever. And then when it did come out,
we flopped. Oh, everyone flopped the flop.
We spoke about it in last week's episode. Yeah. Like the Duke Nukem 3D was out. And then a couple of years later in one of the gaming magazines, demo disc, there was a trailer for Duke Nukem Forever on there. But this was 1998. This game came out in 2011. But anyway, in 1998, when I looked at those graphics, I'm like, if this is where Duke Nukem's going, gaming is going to be the best thing ever. Like, and I needed to play that game, and then it kept getting in development hell. So I think that's the first game I remember like wanting, needing to play because I love Duke Nukem 3D.
Yeah.
And then,
I don't know, actually. I'm trying to think now.
Because you guys were reading the magazines and stuff from early age. You know what I mean? So you guys would have seen it. But like Fable's the first one because I remember the magazine that I saw that, you know, when like they would have like the back page of the magazine, like the back cover.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a Fable thing. And I was like, anyway, that was just a question.
I will return to that question at the latest
stage. We can do it again or say if people tell us what they were.
I don't know if it was the first one, but one of them was, and I think we spoke about it, that what was the game where you played like God with the animals that you had to...
Oh, Black and White.
Yeah, I think Black and White was of the first games for me to go, I want this. I want to experience this thing. And it's just a game from a fucking picture. I don't know anything other than this thing that I want to, or what you call it, experience.
The first one I can think of that I can remember was like Soul Reaver. Mm-hmm. And that's because it was also like, you know, when they show like the preview or they do like a big review, then it's like a frag pages. Yeah. Né? And you're just like, yo, this looks high.
Yeah. Also, Soul Reaver had a dope trailer.
Yeah.
It was very cool.
It was. Like, they sold you and they didn't disappoint.
Mm. It also had like a Batman feel to a ghost game.
I know what you're saying. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Anyway, let's go back to the question.
Okay, and then the last two that we must do is 7th generation. So this is Xbox 360, PS3, and Wii.
This is a tough one. This is the toughest one, I think.
For me, no, it's Xbox 360.
Likewise.
I think it just made gaming so much more accessible for so many more people.
But that's why I go for Wii.
Same.
Because like parents were playing Wii.
That's a fear.
Introduced so many people to, even if they just tried to play tennis once. Like so many people I think played games for the first time since they were kids or whatever, because that thing came out. And I also remember how hyped it was.
Yeah.
Because seeing the ads for it or whatever and just being like, you don't need, there's no, like you can just move.
It kind of showed like that gaming can be more than just like sitting with a controller.
Yeah. But it also did have the controller because you could use the game controller. But also that thing of, it made the game developers go, what else can we get out of a controller?
Yeah.
So that thing of, because of the nunchuck and all the other extras, again, more people could play, but more games were being made.
Yeah.
And soft games were brought back to gaming and going, oh no, we can, the game doesn't need to look quite for it to be fun.
It also doesn't have to be like ultra competitive where like, you need to be a sweat at the game.
But then they also gave us Super Smash Brothers.
Yeah, that's still,
which was like
still
being played across the world in mad tournaments.
They're trying to like get it like banned now.
So it's still a gamer's game.
Yeah.
Despite it being like not a good graphic game, but it's still like it's still a thing that's very quiet.
Also, they didn't fall part of the console wars, which is now like I'm so tired
of it. They but they aren't in a way because it's like they're there as a competitor, but it's like they were like, nah, we're not gonna compete with you. Like,
the Wii's numbers is like way bigger than both of them, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Like,
I'm not sure.
They won the console, so to speak.
But you know why they also won? Because people that had a PS3 or a, because you either had PS3 or 360.
Yeah.
Would still have a Wii.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you were going to get... Yeah.
And then same with the Switch. I had all three.
Yeah. Yeah. And then same with the Switch. You go
flex.
With the Switch also, you go, someone that had the PlayStation or the Xbox would still have a Switch.
Yeah.
So essentially, they got the sales from both sides and everybody still felt...
That's true.
And they also weren't just involved, like back to the console thing for... Like, it's like, nobody was that... Because there was a time when it became annoying when everything was like, oh, look how amazing this game's graphics is.
Yes.
And it's just like, then we were just like, yes, this is, you can make like, this is a sword.
Yeah.
And you're just loving me.
Yeah, it's an actual sword. Yeah. It don't look quite, but it's
yeah,
a
it's
real
a steering
quite.
Wheel thing that makes the whole control feel worse. Yeah, play. And then you would play.
It really did the other thing.
And people were sweating and controllers were flying. People getting hit with the controllers.
Yo.
Light people got running hurt. In the background. Like
that's what video games call is the real violence.
Yeah, real violence.
Insurance on TVs went up.
So
okay, and then the last one we're going to do is the eighth generation, which is the Wii U, PS4, Xbox One, and Switch.
It feels like a cheat to have them together.
I was going
to
say no.
Yeah.
And but the thing is, like, they, and this is why the Wii U doesn't count, because I feel like it, they bailed on that. They literally like just routed the fuck off and were like, we are moving on.
That's like, so wild. Because also, it's so crazy because the Wii U is essentially the mix between the Wii and the Switch.
Yeah.
Like, it's the perfect step. But at the same time, they were like, we're not going to stay any longer.
Yeah. They needed to make that failure to make the Switch.
Yeah.
You could see the thought process. Yeah. But then it was like, yeah, but it don't work like that.
Yeah, that was too soon. Yeah. But like, also the funniest thing is like, I saw the thing of like the sales, then like the bar graph is like the bars are insanely high for like Wii sales.
then it's like
Wii U is like almost nothing, like, and then like, Switch is back up, and it's just like, yeah.
You know, we must change like the units, like to see that, to be like, oh, okay, you did sell something. But for me, no, it's the Switch. I think like the Switch is the most influential from that era.
Again, context is important. The Switch, yes. Because it was a console that had fucking controllers and everything right in one. It also became it's a handheld and it's a TV a TV console.
For me, no, it's like, and I've said this before. It's also because like, look at what like everybody's trying to emulate. It's this handheld console hybrid. Everybody's trying to like copy
the
Switch.
What PlayStation had the first controller that had
Three.
But the Wii was also ahead of that then.
Yeah. Well, they were like at the same time. It was just PlayStation kind of never really used.
Between PS4 and Xbox?
PS4. I would choose PS4 out of those ones. Yeah.
Also, Xbox, the one didn't have a Blu-ray player, right?
Didn't have a Blu-ray, HD DVD.
And that, like, that I think made a big difference also.
Definitely.
Because that you could sell that to your parents. Like, oh, now we have a Blu-ray player as well.
Yeah,
you could at least.
That's like how the PS2, like people had PS2s because it could play DVDs at the time. And DVDs players were expensive.
Based on like, oh, we can buy this and get a DVD player. Even though like you said, like it never happened. But like,
because a DVD
player was the same price. So you go like, we can get this, and then we both win.
No, I remember like when Blu-ray and HD was like first coming out, I went into a shop in Canal with my dad, probably Audio Vision or something like that. And my dad was like, so like, how much is like the Blu-ray player? So the guy said, and I can't remember. And I think he had my back on this one. He's just like, but just get a PS3. It's got a Blu-ray player built in. And my dad's like, And then eventually my dad's still like, no, fuck that. But
shout out to the heroes in the shops.
Do you guys remember Look and Listen? How huge that shop was.
I still go into the Cotton On sometimes and I'm like, this was Look and Listen.
Yeah.
But
also it was bigger.
Yeah, it was huge.
Like games and CDs everywhere.
To the back and
even
upstairs
the one in the waterfront that's now a food place. You could walk upstairs and they would the
CDs. That Look and Listen?
The DVDs were upstairs.
Oh yeah.
And then the CDs were down.
Oh. You made me sad.
We need to have an episode talking about like music and Look and Listen.
And the time. The time that we spent there. Yeah.
Okay, so now on to the actual episode.
Quickly, we're an hour in.
Do you want to
we can't leave this as an episode.
This is not an episode.
It's just all marketplace for like 20 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so we're
leaving this in as well.
So basically we want to talk about Facebook Marketplace because like we're probably looking for like good deals on games, secondhand games and that. But like
Also in this economy, not only games, we just look for stuff.
Yeah,
that's a good deal.
Because some people have decent quality things, so you can buy it, take it, and it's fine.
But also, for me, Marketplace is a fucking lawless wasteland. Like, like there's some wild shit out there. People try everything.
So also when we talk about games on our phone, Marketplace is one of them.
Because yeah.
The amount of time that I and entertainment I get from it, it is its own space and its own entertainment
system. It is. But like, I want to know from you, Sna, how do you like judge like a good deal on Marketplace? Like, what is like your go-to when it's like,
okay, so one is quality of photo.
Yeah, because
right, and then also where is the item placed in the photo?
Yeah, on the washing machine. It's always on the washing machine.
I respect the washing machine.
Ironing board. It's on a bed.
On the bed is where I find the problem, because you must have a flat surface at least to put the thing on. No, then the other thing is the year of the person that's selling it, the year that they started their Facebook account.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's important, because if it's like the same year or like a year old, then you go like,
if I see from anything before
2021, I don't trust. Yeah,
before 2021 and I go, no, before 2021, I trust. After 2021,
yeah, that's what
then I mean. I go, scams.
Also, like, you must look at like if they've sold other things, like other items. Because I always go like, if they're selling other items and they're actually selling, then you can go, okay, there is a trend there.
Yeah,
like,
they do sell
you
things.
You do sell things.
Yeah.
But also, like, if you're selling too many things, then it's like, okay, what's going on here? Like,
you can also sell a thing and then just claim it's sold.
Yeah, you can do that.
To an extent. Yeah, but it's such a long one.
That's an effort.
And then the other one is when the description doesn't read properly, then I'm just like, I don't know if I can trust. Like when they put the number in, because Facebook takes the number out.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And you've seen, if you add a number, then I go, if you're adding a number, you don't like there's something about it I just don't trust over there. And then also, when the name and the photo doesn't always mix. When I go, it's just, those are two different worlds that's not meeting up properly.
Yeah.
Scams.
But also, like,
if the price is too cheap,
it depends on like the completeness of the product. Like for instance, I've seen a Switch being sold without like the dock and that, and you're like, my guy, this don't sound very enticing.
No,
like,
no charge. If something doesn't have a charge, I'm like, nah.
Like, what are you selling? Yeah. Like,
but I also like it when like, someone will put something up, and then obviously, you know how when you add things, you add your photos and then it says title.
Yeah.
When you're going to put in there PlayStation 3 or whatever for sale, someone goes like, Mr. Herpleitjes. And I'm just like, it's not your title, sir. Like, and then also, like, I actually think the people who do this, what I'm going to say now, make it a good deal. They go, yes, it's still available if the ad's up. And then I'm like, okay, you experienced. Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Exactly a thing.
But okay, I just want to say now, the worst people, maybe in the world, is people who put something up for free or for R0 and then they put the price in the thing. Because like, why? What are you doing, man?
Yeah.
Like, you're wasting everybody's time.
Yeah. And then
I report your account.
And they'll always make it like some unreasonable price, man.
Yeah.
It'll always be like some collector's item, and then they go like, oh, I'm selling this non-negotiable. Like, man, bro, you can't tell me it's free. No? Then tell me it's this much. No? And they tell me this. There's no negotiation.
Or make me an offer.
Make me an offer is also a thing. Because then I always go with the lowest. Even if I don't want to buy it, even I go 200 rand. And I see it's 6 grand, just 200.
Make me an offer is the worst.
Yeah, my favorite thing is when someone says like free and then make me an offer, I just go, okay, I'll take it for free. I literally sometimes I'll like message them and be like, cool, I'll take it for free. They're like, no, I'm not giving it away. I'm like, what it says?
When it says, no, make me an offer and that. So, like, at least give us like a range. Like, if you want us to take you seriously, nah, please give us a range. Like, be like,
Also, the equivalent of free is when the price is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Yeah.
Same scam. Leave us alone over here.
Yo, that's the worst. Or, you know, when they're selling like multiple items, nah, and then they say like
immigration sale.
And then they put like, like some, like they know something that everybody's looking for, and they're like 500 rand. You go there, and that item is not 500 rand.
Yeah.
You are nigh. You are just a nigh. But also, I don't want to buy from you.
I need to say something now. I don't give a fuck that you're immigrating. Okay? Don't overcharge me for your shit because you're leaving the country.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Sell it for cheap because you want to make space and you want to get a couple of dollars when you move over to Australia. Don't sell me a washing machine that you've had for 10 years for 5,000 rand, please, sir.
And this goes to like other things. And this is like collector's items that people want to charge on.
Yeah.
My guy, like, I know, like, if you look at, say you look at cards, like Pokemon cards, yeah. Yu-Gi-Oh cards, whatever, and you come, this is how much I want. And I go, okay, so like you went on like TCG player or whatever, you saw the highest price and you're like, this is what I'm going to get. Like, no.
It's not how it works, man.
That's like why it's graded and everything.
And you're not in a sleeve protector.
And near mint.
No sleeve protector, nothing. Yeah, so it's just slamming me on a bed.
For 20,000 rand on Facebook Marketplace. No,
also, nobody that ever wanted to buy a Lamborghini is going to buy one off a Pras ad on Facebook Marketplace. Don't put 1.2 million there. Like, what? Nobody with that amount of money is on Facebook.
Yeah. And also, he's going to look for a car on Facebook. Yeah. No.
It's like, who is looking for a Lamborghini on Facebook?
Yeah,
like that's another thing. That
I'm more likely to buy a lamb on Facebook than I am to buy a Lamborghini.
It's also another people who sell like high end tech. Like, I get it, you want to sell it, nah? And it's like, oh, this is like 80 grand, nah? And it's worth it. I get it, nah? But that kind of tech, nah, I'm not gonna buy secondhand, like beyond a certain price, nah. Now, I'm rather going to buy it new and get the guarantee or warranty. It's and be like,
that's the thing,
It's also people who sell used headphones. No, I'm never going to...
The description is like, really used. No, sir, that is really you. It means it was in your ear, like...
Yeah, I don't feel like you can ever feel like it's clean.
No. Even if you put on like different rubbers for
that,
it will
never feel clean.
No,
that's like selling food and be like really eaten and there's a bite. Like,
yeah, like, that's also another fucking descriptions. We're just shitting on them now. Is when they say new, slightly used.
Yeah.
Or they say
sealed. That's open in the photo.
We put one in the group. It's just like a Mortal Kombat figurine and it's like still in the box. The photo is out of the box. Like,
and I'm pretty sure they'll say, no, but I put it back in the box. My guy, in the box means let me take it out. Like,
yeah. So also people think things are more valuable than it is. Yeah. Before you sell things, and I say this a lot in this damn thing, before you sell things on Marketplace, just go search it on Marketplace. Yeah. Just go see.
Yes.
Don't give us sentimental value. So, give us the actual value of the streets.
And I go like with collector's items, no? It's like, yes, you want the full value for that. And it's like, I get it.
Then don't sell it on Marketplace.
But like, yeah, you need to find like a proper collector who's going to spend that kind of money.
Yeah.
And the people who are going to spend that money are probably only going to pay like 70% the value of like that item. Because they want to still recoup that other 30%. So it's
Marketplace
like,
is for a good price. Don't overflex. Exactly. Someone is selling a Switch for like 8 grand.
Yeah.
The OLED one. Then I go, it's cheaper in the shop.
Look here.
Why will I buy it from you? It doesn't come with games or anything.
That's my thing with like tech. It's like a PS5. Now you'll see like selling for 9 grand. My guy, like, I'd rather spend it as a like 2-3 grand and know it's under warranty.
Exactly.
Like, now buy it from you, and we take it to the car, it drops, it's broken.
Even in the car, the whole everything just comes apart by the time
you're just like, I'm not risking that. Like, you gotta be a bitchy more reasonable.
I bought a camera recently on Marketplace, and the green flag was when the guy asked me, can we meet at Milnerton Police Station? I say, yes, that's where we're meeting. We're meeting in the parking lot. I say, this is safe for all of us.
Yeah.
But I also go, this is South Africa and you can get robbed in a police station. So.
but for real, if you see, like I've seen ads where they say, you must collect. That's also like a heavy red flag. Like if they're not willing to negotiate on where you're picking up.
Don't go to people's houses. Meet in a safe space.
I have done that before, I won't lie.
You used to meet by the house?
Yeah, I've done it twice. The one was, it was just for a PlayStation 2 game that I'd been looking for forever. And the person was like relatively close. And I'm like, okay, fine. I'll just go there. And it worked out fine, thankfully. And then the other one, and I do understand this, and it was for a good reason. Like I bought my Xbox One a couple of years ago from someone. And I'm like, I've got to test that this works.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So like, I'd been looking for an Xbox One for a while. This one popped up. So funny as well. They put it on like Facebook Marketplace. It was on Black Friday, but they're like, Black Friday deal, 500 right off. And I'm like, you're selling on a Marketplace, man. Like,
Marketplace is Black Friday.
Yeah, exactly. But anyway, so I took the Black Friday deal and I drove through with my friend who's like an Xbox expert. This was my first Xbox since the 360.
Yeah.
So then we drove through to Plumstead. Went into and it was for awkward going into a person's house.
Yes. Yeah.
But yeah. But you can also tell by your correspondence with the person if they're going to be, if they're going to be legit. So it seemed fine. Went into the house. No. Well, he's Afrikaans, so he can hold his own. Yeah. He's Afrikaans vegan, so I don't know him though. But,
they don't know that.
Yeah.
They have beef with no one.
But yeah, so we went into the house and I tested the Xbox. Well, he did. He was like checking the controller and stuff like that. And then like after 10 minutes, then it was like, okay, cool. We're happy. Let's go.
You were fine and everything.
And then you transfer, like, cause I think I bought it for like $2,500 back then. And like, you don't want to carry cash with you. Yeah. So then you like do the instant transfer with FNB or something like that.
And then you must stay in your waiting.
Yeah.
So you style a lot of things.
Yeah. You want a cup of coffee?
Nah, you have conversations with the money to clear.
Yeah.
But also with tech, if they can show you that it can turn on without like, you were having to go there, like if you can send a video, that's always that helps sell the item.
The one guy also I spoke to, so they, you know, the photos is like a few photos that of the product. Then, so I was like, okay, is it still available? Can you give me a better price? Then he's like, I can send you photos. He sent me the same photos as advertised. I said, this feels like a scam.
Or when the photos is from a website, and it's like, don't post me a photo of the product from a website.
Or they tell you, it's on Facebook, and you're like, my guy, I know those are on Facebook. I want other food. I need evidence.
Yeah.
Proof.
And this one is for all the old aunties selling stuff on Marketplace. Is old doesn't mean vintage or antique. your teddy bear from 1950. It's not worth 800 rand. It looks smit. It's like... Like, nah, man. You're about to see.
Not everything that is old is good. Just throw it away, guys. It's fine to throw away.
It's like, no one wants to spend that much money on something that's that used.
It's also, yeah.
Like, nah, that's not what they want.
What have you found? What was the things that we brought up?
Okay, so we got some responses for your weird finds on Insta and on Facebook Marketplace, but off Insta. So 1211 says live shows and then the I emoji twice.
1-10-11.
1-2 whatever.
Yeah, 1-10-11 says a single brick.
No, he said live shows.
And oh.
My guy, that's your algorithm.
Yeah.
What are you looking for?
But remember, the Marketplace algorithm is very much tuned into what you search for and what is happening in your meta world.
So, Dr. Andrea.Jacob says, use dentures. Guys, sis. What the fuck?
That's definitely the same person that's at the Milnerton Market. He's just...
It's also the thing of, right? So...
No, it's the thing of it's Musa.
It is. But is the person... Did they get new dentures or did they die? Or where is the dentures coming from? That's the other thing I want to know. I also want to know the mileage on dentures. Yeah. How long do people that have dentures keep dentures for?
I don't want to know any of that. Another big thing. Okay, then 1-10-11 had another one and it said a singular brick.
Yes.
Like...
I guess if you just need to finish your house off,
they renovated the house and then they still used the bricks there in the garden and everything, and there was one left and they're like,
oh, it's like an investment thing. Like you buy the brick, then you rob people and you get more stuff.
With the brick.
You use the brick, then you rob people.
They're using bricks as in building bricks. Yeah. Me thinking of things. Maybe you don't know the people that live in Bukap. You see, maybe it's breaks and not bricks. That's what they use over there.
Then Glenn ATD says, got two Xbox 360 Guitar Hero controllers with authentic PC adapter, a Bluetooth cell phone controller, and Bluetooth tablet controllers for $350. Everything deal. Worked.
He used the brick.
And he's in great condition. That was super weird. I honestly just thought it was going to be a PS scam, and I took a chance, but I thought he was going to get
I know Glenn, he's a friend of mine. He will take that chance. Like, he's the guy that's like, this could be a scam, but this could also work out. Here we go.
And it works out for him because he lives like that.
Also, he's double my size in height. So no one's going to scam.
Oh, that's just, you know what I mean? But I also just want to tell you that you bought stolen products. The person you bought it from used the brick.
Some child is freak said.
You
want to
do this one?
Read.
Okay, so we got one off WhatsApp. Yes, you can send it via WhatsApp. Ubaidullah says, it's not the weirdest thing you saw on Facebook, but more question of why people be selling cars that smash in its mood for over 40k for spare parts. Yeah, that is
true, yeah.
Bruh, there isn't even anything on the car.
Do it in Ubaidullah's accent. We've never met him. Do it in a accent.
Bruh, there isn't even anything on the car to spare. And there's a tickle buys it and sells it for scrap money to buy 4k worth of four heads.
That was me, by the way.
Also, Ubaidullah sounds like Shadley just here.
Improvise, I'm sorry.
Just on that note, when people sell things for parts, cool.
Yeah.
But don't be like, still works selling for parts. And then I'm like, but it's got to be one or the other. And then also don't
be both.
Don't sell it for the same amount of money that a used one will go for.
Yeah. There's a difference. So then I found this on Facebook Marketplace. It's the magnetic pencil tags that you know, when you buy clothing in a shop and you get that little plastic thing that's in there. Now you can buy that. So the question I have is, right, why can you buy that?
Yeah.
It sounds like someone was stealing things. And then also, what use is the magnetic tag to have if you don't have the metal detector that you have? So now you're just buying stuff for your house.
Wait.
It's actually buy it for the greatest prank you could ever pull on people. Throw it in their fucking bags. Throw it in their clothing and then let them leave your house. Then when they go shop, they just get pulled over all the time.
My thing is, did they steal the thing that's there to prevent theft? Like, is that what they
did? That's the kind of thing that they have at the flea market. Where who in the world is ever going to want this one thing?
But like, until that day when
the one person who finds that one.
But low-key, it is one of those things where you go like, yeah, maybe.
How much is the one for that?
50 red.
No way.
But it is 4-pack of 100, it says.
Yeah, 4-pack of 100.
Yeah.
But they don't give you the back.
It doesn't look like no, it.
So that person works at H&M.
Yeah.
And they, when they throw it in that bag, they put it. That's
scams. Then the second thing I found was high scores. And it's just two slices of bread with chips and chicken. It's for 20 rand.
Wait, but read the description, please.
Kum al yo nanas. So I just want to say thank you to the people of Facebook for giving us a great moment and be the entrepreneur you want to see in the world.
Yo, that's great.
Okay. Also, it's haze course with like a cry laughing emoji.
Yeah,
after
they
it
knew
as
what
well.
They were they doing.
Can I show you guys one that I found?
Okay.
This one is called, I want you to guess how much you think this is going to cost.
Okay.
It's called a real silicone practice hand. Right,
God,
that's okay. 5 grand.
That's like maybe like 300 rand,
850,
2000 rand.
Yeah.
Oh, what the
also
fuck?
Central, that's what it feels like.
A silicone, what are you using that for?
That's probably for nail technicians or something.
It
like
might
that.
Be no, because there's or, makeup stuff in the background,
or anal fisters.
Yeah, it's like one or two.
No, in between.
Like, it's either somebody who's trying to make an honest living, or it's the worst person ever.
It's
met.
A creep and all. Then I found here a cool Nokia collector's item. You can see by the photo, it is a serious collector's only, please.
Oh, it's in the jacket as well.
That's the thing, yeah. Like, I can see the uncle that had that in my mind.
Because that couldn't
that
fit.
That strap that you could put on the
belt. Exactly. It didn't go in the pocket in a time where phones were meant to be shown and not hidden. The description is, I'm selling my collector's item, Nokia's phone collectors, guys. It is in good condition.
there's a photo that tells us otherwise. It does not work, collector's item. It is a nice thing to own because there are only 200 odd recorded in South Africa. You're talking.
Who recorded? Who's recording? How many Nokias are left in South Africa?
I need to know where you got this data from.
No delivery and pickup in R3. The price is $350, slightly negotiable. So they only say no delivery, pickup only, because you need a bucky to go fetch a thing because that is cock big. Leave that, guys.
You need a trailer to put it in.
No. Just stop saying, no, guys, not everything is worth buying like that, please.
Wait, so I got one. And like, I find the weirdest shit, and I go down a rabbit hole. Somebody is selling the original Ratanga Junction sign. The description is, need I say more? Yes,
yeah,
I need an explanation as how the fuck you got this.
Yep.
Because this person wants 20K for it.
20,000 rand for a sign. And it looks like a big sign.
What the fuck am I supposed to do with it? Put it on my house?
Yeah, where could you possibly use this?
Like, what
like
am I...
People also do this man cave essentials, and it's just a sign of a boer drinking beer. And it's like a grand.
Was like something made out of...
Does this have lights? No, it doesn't even have lights. It's
it's a metal sign that's cut, and it looks like there's some rusting on it.
But also, is it rusting or is that Ratanga Junction?
I don't know.
That's true. That's a good point.
That's what it was, no?
Okay, and this one is hilarious because this is original artwork, recycled framed BlackBerry. And I say flamed because this thing looks like it got burnt to shit and they stuck it on a canvas and that's it. A set of three recycled frame metal BlackBerry artworks. Like, no, my guy.
Charlie's not a man of a taste. He doesn't understand art. Please.
Are you going to buy it? Be honest.
I've never owned a BlackBerry also. Do you guys have BlackBerries?
I never had a BlackBerry. I went for Android.
Never got a BlackBerry.
Yeah, I also... Yeah. And I saw same. Everywhere getting the... What's it? BBM. BBM, Jersey. And I was just like, yo, we don't need that. It's fine. I kind of wanted it, but also not at the same time.
Yeah, for some reason, now I'm getting signs everywhere. And this is... Original vintage maybe spur
that's
sign.
The sign.
And it's okay. This one is like $3,000.
Shadley's in Ace of Base.
And I'm like, what the? I'm not putting this on my house. I don't need people to come there thinking it's Monday night spur burgers. Like, no, thank you. This seems like a disgruntled worker. Managed to take a part of his
they because the thing is that's still the same artwork that Spurs
they still use it.
Yeah,
it's not like the old one,
brand new. Yeah,
it's I also wouldn't buy brands like unused brands is not a thing I want in my house. And then do you just buy it? Like, do you plan to buy it or do you buy it on the spur of the moment? Okay, let's move on.
What?
Check the WhatsApp thing.
Can I just say quickly, this is a random story, nothing to do with what we're talking about
now.
But we had a teacher in grade 9, this duck boot, he had like a long beard and like slick back, like Beatles style, like side parting hair.
Okay.
He looked like he was from like the 1970s. Anyway, but he was like a scary teacher. Like, if you didn't know him, he was like a scary teacher. And like, we had him for maths in grade 9 for the first time and we were cucking ourselves. And like, there was one time we were fucking around in class and he stopped the whole lesson and he goes, "You will treat my class like the spur. You come hungry." And then we all cucked ourselves laughing and that just broke the tension completely.
Did he mean it to be funny?
No.
Maybe he
did because he was like a scary looking guy. But like, then you get to know him and then he had this funny... He actually lives like down the road from my parents. I still drive past him. Beep, beep. I said, he shaved his beard and he literally went from a 70-year-old man to what he was, a 40-year-old man.
What's also wild is like how old we thought our teachers were.
Yeah.
But we're actually the same age as our... We might be older than our teachers now. At the moment right now.
He was talking, so like we just started grade 9 and then he's talking and he's like, "My son today, he started grade 1. And we're like, what the fuck, you're like 70. And then you only realize, no, this guy's 40.
And well, if someone must tell me that treat my class like a school, every day we're singing happy birthday for someone, I would disrupt your class just to sing happy birthday.
So back to the show.
A question for the WhatsApp. Who was your scary teacher? Let's talk scary teachers. Yeah. That
why were they scary?
Yeah, why were they scary? And in retrospect, are they still scary?
Yeah.
Saeed, you got some more.
Yeah. Yeah. See.
So what is a flash drive that is zero rand for?
Is zero rand.
This look like a Nike.
Yeah.
And then the price of it is 1,500. Let's describe this visually to the people that's listening. So it's a Kingston flash stick, right? White.
We all had one.
With yellow trimming.
You can see like these used marks because it's like
dirty as hell.
Chappy. There's no cap on the USB.
So it's the truth.
And the back part is broken.
Yeah.
The lanyard.
Yeah. It doesn't even have a thing for you to put your.
For 1,500 rand, I can buy a hard drive.
This looks like this photo was taken in prison.
Right? Yeah.
Like they found someone.
That's not dirt on them.
Yeah.
And then I also want to know, though, part of me wants to go, what's on the flash?
I don't
because for 1,500, yo, there's police secrets on there. It's fine. Like that's.
Okay, here's another one. It says,
for 460 rand.
Yeah.
It is a large free range eggs.
And they have a ruler there next to it so that you know.
Perspective is important. How many centimeters is that egg?
I can't see because you took a cack picture.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like say 6.
A 6 centimeter sized egg.
I don't know who measures eggs in centimeters, but...
We also need to do...
How many centimeters in an omelette? If you can work out the math,
what,
in a three-egg omelette...
What if it's a large free-range egg?
No, but also just in general, how the hell do we size eggs? Because it has... If you go ever buy eggs in a shop, the sizing is so weird because it's large, extra large, and medium, right? But they all look the same damn size. None of the eggs are... It makes no sense. Damn it. Anyway, let's move on.
Okay. The next one, okay, I'm going to describe this. This is a very broken high-sense phone. Screen is shattered. The back part of the phone is non-existent. It's like ripped open.
Imagine like this phone. This phone looks like something that you would see in Resident Evil.
Yeah. Like, it looks like one of the zombies in Resident Evil.
Be like something left behind on the table in Resident Evil.
This is after a night out in Claremont. and you had a little too good of a time, né? And your phone also went dancing on the floor.
The name says Hisense, but the ad makes no sense.
he must have been high when he put it up there.
But here's the thing. The description, please. Yes.
it's good only problem .. battery. You guys, I hope you caught that because Brad just became
this is recording.
Yeah, Brad just became an auntie that's calling the children in the road. Go, hey. Who's making a noise here? We're busy inside. Go play down the road. Not
you
have
a teacher and walking in your class where there's no teacher. Like, hey, who's talking here? Where's your teacher?
The thing about this phone is the battery looks like the only part of it that's actually
intact.
It's actually
It doesn't have a back on the front and the glass is cracked in the... Yeah.
It's a lot. We'll post pictures that we'll post on our socials. This one, I don't know. This looks like a threat here because it says subwoofer gas. Now,
it is a picture of a speaker.
It is a speaker, but there's a gun in front of it. Like, are you telling me that you are going to rob me?
Like, I don't know if this is like a code word ad where like you're like, actually buying the weapon. Or if what? But I don't understand anything that's happening. Or if that's like how this person shows you like
the size of things.
Like he puts that against everything.
Some use a ruler. This guy uses a clock.
Like put this with an egg. How many eggs is this?
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Are we measuring things according to Americans now?
Isn't the thing supposed to be banana for scale? Is that not the thing of the
internet? Yes.
This man is like Glock for scale.
But banana for scale also is the dumbest thing ever because so like I've never seen two bananas that's the same size.
Yeah. Small, big, it's all weird.
Yeah, I seem dressed like a banana today.
then
this one, this is a two-part thing because I say two parts to it. It says petrol, but it shows inside of the car, 500 rand.
It was 550, so it's a 550. Black Friday deal.
The description says, I'm selling unleaded petrol, 25 liters for 500 rand. Please, no time wasted. Like, what even is happening here? What's going on? I need context here.
It's always the things that you couldn't want any less.
Yeah.
The people say no time wasters.
Yeah.
Like nobody wants to. You're wasting your own time.
Also, are you buying the petrol out of the car? Because that also looks like you must siphon the petrol out yourself.
Are you going to give me like a cherry can? Are you going to give me like, you know, one of those 5 liter apple juice?
Yeah. What's the worst thing that he could be keeping the 25 liters in? Like pompies
in a plastic sack,
like pompies. And he was
he's bought those butcher bags there, and then he's just tagging.
You might just bite the tip off like a pompy and then put it in your car.
Wasting your junk.
Next, we have Spite Pumper.
I just thought it was a funny name.
It is a funny name. That's why.
Like,
also, it again says free.
It's a free spite pump.
I don't know if you want this.
Isn't it supposed to be the pump and the spite? Which decide on which one is coming first?
I don't know. This is a tractor. There's a spite pump on it.
So is it like a battle and then in front you drive and then it shoots the water? So.
Is the market for this farmers probably, right?
Must be, yeah.
Because
I don't know. It's not me. I can tell you. It's not.
Maybe during COVID, if you put sanitizer in and then you just drive down the road and then just clean the streets.
Okay, I have one more, ne? And this is a 5 liter Oros bottle. Ne? It is empty.
Yeah, that's no. But okay, then give us a price.
Wait, no. Let's first go. Bottle was full of old SA coins at one stage. It's 5 liter. That's no longer made and makes a nice display piece to fascinate grandchildren.
What?
A long time. Wait, that's not the best part. Look here, this thing looks smith. This looks like it looks like it was a Stinger Jug. Yeah, like log. But the price.
So, firstly, I'm going to correct you on that. Stinger Jugs are clean because there's water being used and throughout the
Okay, this is a publicly seen jug. Yeah. It's been in a public toilet for a little too long. But the price. Wait, let me just see if I can get to the price now. Oh, God. It's stuck. No.
The price is 250, was 250, it is now 200.
This is the kind of stuff that they sell at Molten Philly Market.
Yeah.
No, but again, this is a plastic bottle. It's not even like a glass.
There's nothing in there. There's not even a lid on there.
Yeah.
Do they not make 5 liter bottles of Oros anymore?
Maybe that's the appeal, yeah.
No, man, I'm sure they do.
Can we stop selling empty stuff on Facebook, please?
Yeah, man. No, guys.
Wait. Let me just see.
Is that an outdoor photo?
I just want to see. It was 250. It's come down to 200. Like, I'm sorry. I can buy a full Oros thing. Empty it. Have Oros. And then my grandchildren can be entertained for hours.
If 10 people WhatsApp us about this thing, Shadley will buy this bottle.
I do not agree.
And we'll have it in the background here every single time.
10 people send a WhatsApp and say, buy that Oros, boy.
No, I don't agree to this. This, however, does look cool. It says Xbox. It is a arcade machine and it looks like it has Xbox installed in there.
Yeah, it's pretty.
And I actually think this looks pretty cool. I don't know how legit it is.
And how much is it?
It's 3.5 grand.
That's not
and
too
it's
bad.
Xbox coin operated with FIFA 2007, GTA, Need for Speed, and Mortal Kombat.
So that's Xbox One. The first Xbox.
No,
Xbox
I think One. This is a 360 probably.
Yeah.
But Dad, you can do that with your cabinet.
Yeah. I'm thinking of doing something similar.
It is
San Andreas. Guys, Deception. This is an Xbox.
But also, I don't want to play San Andreas on an arcade machine. You know what I mean?
Stand and play San Andreas.
Exactly. Yeah.
So that's the thing. I think it's fun to have.
Yeah. It's a cool concept.
Yeah.
And like, I'm pretty sure it's worth the money, but it's like, it's not something I personally would buy.
Yeah. Like, imagine if you could play that while sitting on a couch. Like
exactly.
A normal console.
Yeah.
Oh, like right? you could buy a console and plug it into
it. But you don't have to stand, and it's not going to take half of your garage.
And then you can have like these wireless controllers, so you don't have to.
But here's the beauty of Marketplace. Marketplace will make you want to buy things that you don't need.
Yep.
It will entice you. It's a little bit of hell in where you just like, I'm in the thing here. It's actually really dope. Yeah. So the person selling that, I hope you find a, a buyer, because it's a very cool thing.
So
there's this, right? And now this is such a, only one or two people, well, only a handful of people can buy this. So someone's selling personalized Coke cans, right?
So Coke used to have a thing where they put names on the cans. Yeah. Then at one point at the waterfront, you could go there and they would print your actual name on the can. So this person is selling
just one of them with one name on it. So that's the smallest.
It's not even a common name.
No, this is the smallest clientele base.
And 150 Rand for this.
If anything, I would search Facebook with this name and then send it to those people who I can go, yo, you want to buy a thing.
How do they get that?
Exactly.
Oh, to be fair, it says a full tin of Coke, so at least it's not empty. At least they're not selling empty shit.
That's true. I'll give them that point. But also at the same time, it was free. That person didn't pay for it.
Exactly.
But also, again, not everything is a collector's item.
It's just throw that away. Just go throw that away.
So recycle.
Go find somebody with that name and just give it to them. That's it.
That's fine.
Yeah. One thing I have to also mention, because I feel like I can't let us speak about Marketplace and Facebook sales, like the sales groups also.
Yeah.
That's like a whole separate beast.
Yeah.
But one thing I need to talk about is you guys know, but people listening probably won't. I'm a very annoying person, right?
Annoying?
I'm very annoying.
Yeah, we do know that.
And of course, I collect vinyl.
Next episode. Right? You're saying so much words, say the damn thing. Okay, you're annoying. Let's go.
So, of course, I collect vinyl.
Yes.
Right? Of course.
Okay.
Everybody,
let's get petty on the vinyl.
Yeah,
go for it.
Yeah. This people. Like,
get to the point. You're right. You're actually proving your point. You are annoying.
We touched on it. Just because something is old doesn't mean, you know. But at the same time, no, there are these people who are, all they do is post about these things that, like, they only post in these communities where people sell things.
Okay. Yeah.
But they still don't have any idea how much things are actually worth.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it's the most annoying thing, is because how do you only have Facebook to talk to other people about turntables and speakers?
Yep.
But you can't do the most basic thing of looking at what you have and being like, maybe this thing isn't worth 14,000.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like, don't sell me a broken thing that I must repair. But then you sell it, you're like, it's working, needs new needle, needs to be looked at. That's the thing that gets me. That's why I'm annoyed.
Yeah.
Because they will say, like, it's working, needs new stylus, needs new belt, needs to have plugs looked at, needs to be serviced. It's like you're not even buying a shell. Man.
Yeah.
And the amount that you're going to spend to get it working is more than you pay, like, is more than the thing is worth.
Yes.
And I just needed to say that.
One other thing, I think we need to start wrapping up relatively soon. But the one thing I also want to say is there's an abundance of fake everything on Marketplace. Yeah. But because Pokemon is in my algorithm, I see a lot of the Pokemon cards. And it's so easy to spot a fake.
Oh, yeah.
And 80% of them are fake that people are selling. Because it's also kids who have like 13-year-olds who have Marketplace and they're in grade 7 and they did like a trade for like a Charizard.
Oh,
and then they're trying to sell it for like 2,000 Rand on Marketplace. And it's just fake. It's so clearly fake. And one thing, Charizards, if someone's selling it on Marketplace, like on like the main Marketplace, it's going to be fake.
Yes.
Yeah.
So if you want to buy a Charizard, join the actual Pokemon Facebook groups, the Pokemon trading Facebook groups in South Africa. And I think that goes for a lot, like for musical instruments as well.
Yeah,
and for
definitely.
Cameras and for consoles, yeah. maybe even.
Yeah. People can vouch for each other in the group. Yeah, and exactly. that's like the important thing, especially if it's something yeah. that you're gonna drop a decent amount of yes. money on it.
Yeah.
Go in places where people can be exactly. vouched for.
So two tips quickly. If someone's selling a Charizard, just a Charizard on Marketplace, it's almost certainly fake. But if you want to check it out, if you want to see if it's fake, at the bottom, fake Charizard cards, because it's the ones that were made in 1999 when we were kids, right?
Yeah.
At the bottom, it says 2022 Game Freak. And I'm like, so it's not from 1999.
Yeah.
So that's the dead giveaway. And it's printed on the yellow border and nothing gets printed on the yellow border in Pokemon. So that's something to look out for. Also, there's people selling like the Chinatown fake Pokemon like tins.
Yeah.
And those are so, I'll put up, well, if this becomes a clip, I'll put up an image of like what it looks like. But there's like specific, Pokemon have only like specific style of tins. And these ones are like generic lunch boxes with a Pokemon printed on it. And then yeah. there's the set name printed on it. Pokemon don't do that. They don't print the set names on their tins. So it's very, and it's usually like a turquoise blue tin or a pink, bright pink tin or something like that. It's fake. It just is. And so many people are selling those. Also, if it's black, if it's a black card, it's not real.
And what do you mean? Like
the whole card is black and then it's got like it's got the text, but like yeah. printed in gold, like the attacks and then a picture of a Charizard.
Like a Real Madrid top.
Yeah, basically. Exactly.
Yeah, but I want those though. Those sound fire.
They do look cool, but then people will be like, super rare Pokemon cards, like super rare black Pokemon cards.
And be like, it's not real. Oh, I'm going to sell it for like $5,000. And you're like,
yeah.
Oh my God, that's worth like $2,050.
Yeah.
Did you ever get caught with a fake card in your life?
Someone gave me a lot of Pokemon cards once and about 50% of them were fake. So then yeah. I can't be mad.
Mm. Yeah, but they you gave never bought me. One that was fake.
No. No, thankfully I've... In the beginning when I started buying again.
I've seen the same thing with like Yu-Gi-Oh yeah. cards where like somebody was selling this massive cards and it wasn't like pricey. But there were like a lot of fakes mixed in,
yeah.
which made it like problematic because I go like, how many are real and how many are fake?
Exactly.
So you like...
All the commons are real and all the rares are fake.
Yeah.
But it was also like a bunch of commons just all around. So it was like not yeah. really worth that amount of money.
Okay, let's wrap there because this has been a long episode.
Yeah.
Fun. But long. Like me. Then, yeah. So firstly...
We're on WhatsApp.
The WhatsApp number is
083-446-4642.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We'll put it in the description.
446-4642.
Yep.
Okay.
Someone out there, please make like a jingle for us like for that number.
Mm. Like, we're not going to pay you, but
no.
Or we just sing it in the dub one. It's fine. 083-446-4642.
083-446-4642. Okay, like those AI voiceovers of like famous people saying the number.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ah. It's use AI for good. Anyway, we will be, yeah, follow us on the WhatsApp and then comment and like and tell us the Facebook stuff that you found. Send it to us also on WhatsApp so that we can talk about it as well. Anything else quickly?
No.
What? You're not loafing?
No, I changed my ways.
No, you must loaf. You started it, so you must keep loafing.
I don't have anything today.
Okay. And Brad?
No, nothing from my side. If you see me at the Molniton Market, aka Real Life Facebook Marketplace, come say hi.
And buy.
I go there often. Yeah.
Yeah, Brad's there every weekend.
Pretty much.
If you see Said in public, no, don't greet him. He's going to run away.
So yeah, that too.
Yeah. I'm trying to change though, so maybe say hello, but who knows?
From a distance. Yeah.
But, but don't just jump him. Don't be like, I know you. Then he's going to run away.
Yeah.
Don't be weird.
Anyway, I'm Yasi Bones.
I'm Shadley Desai.
I'm Said.
I'm Brad.
And this is the Coffee Controller Podcast.
Safe.
Bye.
Peace.